broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for August 31st of the year of our Lord, 2016. Hour 2 of 2. Goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir. Kirk's out in the garden. Try to get him back.
No, I'm not. Good. In the garden.
All right, good.
Sorry. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Remember, I made a statement last hour, Kurt, just as recent as last hour. I'm like, hey, I haven't really heard a word from Ron Paul except for when he begs me for money. Got a message from Rand.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it didn't even take an hour from when I made the claim. Dear Sam, Rand Paul is in trouble.
Yep.
Now, Kurt, I understand that Rand's a good guy, and I do believe he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's several issues that I have with Rand.
We'd put him in the top five senators at least, wouldn't we?
Yeah. You know, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've tried to get a hold of Rand Paul for literally years, Kurt, to see if he wants to come on the radio program with me. Too busy. Even when he was running for president, tried to get him on the radio. Too busy.
Yep.
Tried to talk to him about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association resolution. Too busy. Literally traveled to Washington, D.C. to go to his office. Literally went to his office in D.C. Too busy. Really? Mm-hmm. No joke. Talked to Rand about all kinds of things, at least through his staff. Too busy. Just can't get it done. And now Rand's asking me for money every day and says he's just in trouble. Kurt, help him.
Yep.
Now, I'm not here to down Rand, but Kurt, do I really want to help him? Is he really part of the... Who's a greater part of the solution in your mind, ladies and gentlemen? Say a Kurt Crosby who's on the radio and puts his heart and his mind and his efforts into liberty every day. You can actually call Kurt if you want to. You can email him, he'll respond. Or Rand Paul, who, you know what, has a high, lofty position as a senator. Took big money to put him there. But I don't really hear him speaking out too much on things. I mean, he makes a point on the right things. But I don't see him and a team of senators really pushing forward or getting together enough clout to force the media to cover these things or do anything different. I mean, I'm not even sure who Rand Paul is supporting for president. Are you, Kurt?
I suppose since he was one of the...
I know, but do you know who he's supporting?
No, I mean, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, yet. Which means we don't really know. You're going to say, well, because he's a Republican, he's probably, you know, come around, he's, you know, like Rubio, going to be for Donald.
Yeah.
But we don't really know that at all. Mm-hmm. He might be like his father, Ron, and not really, out of principle, endorse anybody.
Yeah.
Which I would basically support. But nevertheless, when is Rand going to, you know, push to talk about the Constitution Party? Or the honorable candidates in the race, or whatever. So I'm not down in Rand, but I'm sick of him emailing me for money.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just so surprised.
I'm just done with this. All these people. I mean, Donald begging me for money. The blue-collar billionaire begging me for cash. Rand Paul begging me for money. I mean, I get these things. I even get emails from people like Newt Gingrich and stuff, and Dick Morris and all this stuff. It's like, are you kidding me? They act like I'm their best friend. But I don't see in any way these people supporting anything that I'm doing, Kurt, in any way. I mean, they won't even grace me with their presence if I pay the bill.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it... At least it kind of goes back to that thing we talked about last hour with the whole some of these people we've kind of been close with over the years in the whole media world. You know, they'll complain about the high cost of broadcasting, for example, or maybe satellites or, you know, whatever it was in the past. And yet when you bring them solutions, they kind of, you know, I mean, they just act like, don't really want to talk about that, you know. I mean, I'm talking about solutions where you could literally save, you know, 10, maybe 1,000% over what you're currently paying. And yet, you know, people will just act like, yeah, we want a solution, but it's not that, you know, Sam.
Now, remember, Kurt, I was the one that even took the time to create a literal endorsement of Rand Paul. When I thought, you know what, he was in the race, let's get ready. I put together an audio and I said, look, I'm going to release this thing if I can get a hold of Rand and if he'll come on the radio with me. Yep. When is that asking too much? I'm not telling you I'm the biggest talk show host or the most important guy in the world, but we are a nationally syndicated show, Kurt. And if you don't even have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 to come on the radio with me, what's up with that? I mean, Donald Trump Jr. came on the radio with us on Super Tuesday, my friend.
Yep.
And Rand doesn't have time. And I literally went to Rand Paul's office, Kurt, literally traveled, 2,000 miles? Put on my walking shoes and walked in there?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But Rand's just too busy, you know? Got important things to do.
Yeah, good point.
So, dear Sam, Rand Paul's in trouble. I'm not surprised he's in trouble. Maybe if you work with your base a little bit more, it might help. Just kind of saying.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kurt, what is this, Sheriff Joe news?
Well, yeah, Sheriff Joe won his, a primary pretty easily, down in Arizona. And that's the good news, at least in my opinion. The bad news is so did McCain. So
Anyway. Here's the deal about Joe, though, Kurt. Sheriff Joe keeps begging me for money, too.
Well, yeah. I think in some cases, like, for example, there was this one guy that sent out these emails saying that you could have lunch with Donald, and it was really basically a Conway.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you there. Those two emails going out, one's legitimate, one's a scam.
I know. How do you tell the difference?
Well, depends on how tech-savvy you are. You can tell what website it's coming from.
Or what is a scam? I mean, you know, is it a scam by a politician to ask for money and then not to, I guess you could say, return your phone calls or whatever?
Well, yeah. And is it a scam when the blue-collar billionaire offers to take me to lunch and let me hang out and get my input on what he ought to do on his campaign, and then I put in $5 and, hey, I obviously don't win the lottery?
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, you're right. It's a good question. But Sheriff Joe asks me for money all the time, too. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Now, again, my question for Joe and Donald, why don't you guys get together and blow the lid off the birther issue?
Yeah, that's a great
Now,
point.
One of the ways you blow the lid off it is you talk about the fact that Hillary's the one that brought up the birther issue about Barack when she was going to run against Barack, but she quietly dropped it. What about that scandal?
Right. Uh-huh.
See, I mean, just imagine if Joe and Donald were on the road together, and they were like, we're blowing the lid off Hillary's scandal. She's in her bunker for good reason. Just got back from meeting with the president of Mexico. I'm in Arizona talking about immigration. We will stop illegality and we will build the wall. The rest of you are welcome. Criminals, you better beware. You're going to jail or you're leaving the nation. The rest of you, let's find a way to make it work. Now, Joe's got a great plan. If you're a criminal, he'll put you in pink underwear and let you eat bologna sandwiches and ride your bicycle real hard to watch TV. We're not playing games here.
And he is... inmates are going to be helping build the wall.
And Barack, you're going to jail because you lied, you perjured yourself regarding your own birth certificate. And Hillary, you're not far behind. You're going to jail too. Right, but see, they're not going to do that. They're not going to take off the gloves at all, Kurt. But I'll tell you the cool news. I emailed Donald because he always emails me, Kurt. So I thought I'd email him. Is that a good plan?
Oh, yeah, that's a nice thing.
Just thinking of Donald's email. Shouldn't I email him?
Well, yeah, I mean, he'll be wanting to hear from you, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he makes it sound like he would. He emails me all the time. Hey, friend. In fact, I just got an email right now.
Hey, pal. Yeah.
Now, did you see the email that I sent Donald, Kurt?
Maybe I missed that. Let's see. Let me look and see.
Come on,
did
Kurt.
Let's see. I've got one here from Donald. Says, unbelievable. Help me shut him down, Kurt. Don't delay. I'll match your contribution case by case. Let's see. I'm looking for the one you sent.
I'm glad the blue-collar billionaire is going to match your
cash.
But I interview. I mean, you didn't find that, Kurt?
All
right, I'll tell radio you.
Radio interview request for future president. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, read that out.
Hi, all.
Hold on, read the subject, though.
Okay, it says subject. Radio interview request for future President Trump on Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam Bushman.
Now, hi, let me stop you there. Is that, do you think, a friendly headline?
I think it sounds friendly. A future president? I mean, that's...
I'm just saying.
Pretty encouraging.
We'll get back and tell you what I wrote him, and we'll let you know kind of what's going on with that and a whole lot more. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do me a favor and thank thepowermall.com for their support. Thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. 20% off Gary Null products now and a whole lot of other incredible stuff. Do business with the good guys. That's thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. So my headline, radio interview request for future President Trump on Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam Bushman. Kurt?
Okie dokie, yeah. You know, when you look at this, it's kind of interesting. So it says, hi, all. My name is Sam Bushman, host of Liberty Roundtable Live. My nationally syndicated talk show airs live from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday through Friday on AM and FM radio stations across the United States. We're also live and on demand on the well-known Roku player syndicated via the Liberty News Radio Network. I would like to request a radio interview with future President Donald Trump. Please see my bio below to learn a little about me. Who is Sam Bushman? According to Sam, the words family man describe him to a T. Along with his strong Christian beliefs, his wife Julie and 8 children are his treasures. His hobbies include homeschooling his children, playing games, fun in the outdoors, reading, a love of music, and his favorite talk radio. Sam has been a talk show host for more than 20 years, sharing his God-given gift of gab on a wide range of topics. His radio programs have been syndicated on several radio networks, Liberty Roundtable, Candid Political Discussion of Current Issues Affecting You and Your Liberty, Monday through Friday, 9-11 a.m. Eastern Time. Sam's well known for the He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules DVD and the New Media Takes Center Stage presentation. Sam also runs a consulting business, End-to-End Technologies, specializing in radio automation, digital audio production and editing, voiceover work, remote control access, networking, internet streaming, etc. Sam is available as an IT consultant for small business. And then the Sam was listed among the top 250 talkers in America, according to Talkers Magazine. Please let us know when works best. We look forward to helping make America great again. Thanks, Sam Bushman, host Liberty Roundtable, 801, and the phone number.
Yeah, then I provide my phone number just to, you know, and I don't want to spend too much time talking about me, but I know whenever I try to get one of these bigger guests, they always want to know who I am, what I'm doing, what my reach is, who, why would they want to be interviewed by me and all this kind of stuff. And so I did my best to tell him what I think. Hey, I think he probably will be the next president of the United States. I hope that's true. Barring shenanigans from Hillary, I'm not voting for Donald, and he's not the guy that I'm choosing, but I will be honest and fair to him in the media. I will not manipulate what he says. I will not try to trap him or play games or do any of those things. It'll be an appropriate, straight-up interview. If he wonders how I'll treat him, he can just listen to how the son's interview went. It was incredible. His son loved it. It was on Super Tuesday. Sam Kurt, James Edwards interviewed Donald Trump Jr. I challenge anybody to think that interview was unfair or unkind or inappropriate in any way. I mean, it was incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I bring that all up because now I'm inviting the Donald to come on the radio with us, Kurt. And I don't know if he will or not, but the invitation is there. And I'm just thinking, since he emails me all the time asking for money, telling me he wants my advice and inviting me to dinner and everything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, let's put you on the radio first, my friend. And, you know, after the radio, I'll even take you out to dinner, Donald. And you don't have to put in $5 or win a lottery or anything to go. I'll just pay for it. I'll buy the blue-collar billionaire dinner on my own time. You know where I'll take him, don't you, Kurt?
Yeah, State Street Grill.
Darn right. So I'll walk up there and say, give me Liberty Fund, then get a discount for me and the Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce Donald to my buddies Greg and Patty and crew and everything, and it'd just be phenomenal. All right, we'll see what happens with that, but the invitation is out there. I did get an email back, too, that said Donald got my email, right, Kurt?
Yeah, and you always know for sure that means that that's the case.
Well, I'm just saying they claim it did, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, same thing happened with Glenn Beck years ago.
You know? Yeah, man, I'm still waiting for Glenn to call me, you know? All right, I guess there's some interesting leaks in the news, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this?
Interesting leaks?
Well, the leaks come from well-known places. This time it's from Jerome Corsi, our buddy, over there at WND.com, Kurt.
Mm.
Now, Jerome's been on the radio with us plenty of times.
Yeah.
But the headline from Jerome Corsi says this, Kurt. Leaked. Soros funded ousting of Glenn Beck from Fox.
Mm.
So you want to know why Glenn's gone from Fox is because George Soros funded a plan to get rid of Glenn on Fox. I find that interesting.
He who owns the media makes the rule.
Yeah, that's a little different than Glenn's story, though, Kurt. Glenn said they wanted him to quit talking about God, and so he couldn't take it and bailed.
Yeah, it could be kind of connected.
I think it's very well likely both. If you're taking money from George Soros, you're not really the godly type, Kurt.
Yeah.
So I'm not in any way saying that the two are at odds. I'm just saying that's interesting when you hear the uncovering from Jerome Corsi about that, and you hear Glenn's story, and you just think, man, so Fox is taking money from George Soros. Fox is trying to get Glenn Beck to quit talking about God, and then they're like, we report, you decide, we're the conservative news channel. What? Talk about a disconnect, huh, Kurt? Well, it gets worse, Kurt, because in the same article that Jerome Corsi talks about, he says, by the way, the billionaire activist, meaning George Soros, also behind MSNBC's dumping of Pat Buchanan.
Oh, yeah.
So the reason Glenn and Pat aren't on the radio and TV anymore is George Soros, Kurt.
Yeah, and he's not too sorry about this.
WND.com. Of course, the conservatives can't put their money where their mouth is. They don't get enough of a return.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, you got to get...
Now, Donald Trump, Kurt, you know all the money that he's been asking you and me for?
Yes.
He's going to spend it now, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump finally making big TV ad blitz, says the headline. The GOP Canada is spending $10 million on commercials in 9 battleground states over the next week. So let me explain this a little bit so you get it. So Donald spent $4 million on, you know, 4 states before, now $10 million. So $14 million he's pumping into the mainstream press, the group he criticized forever. While guys like me, struggling to raise a penny, reach out and say, Donald, I'll interview you for free and take you out to lunch, buddy.
And we could even identify for him places in those battleground states where he could literally buy radio stations. He could, you know, buy the media so that, you know, I mean, this is the whole art of the deal kind of idea, you know. Buy the media so that then, you know, you have not only the advertising, but you have the asset as well, right?
Well, and then next time it gets a little easier, Kurt.
That's exactly right.
Next election cycle, it gets a little easier. Now, what's fascinating to me, back when Ron Paul was running in 2008, Kurt. So let me get this straight. That's 8 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Two election cycles ago, if you count the four-year presidential, or, you know, four election cycles if you're doing the congressional House election cycles, right? Anyway, I bring all this up because back then I asked a lot of the guys that were raising a bunch of money for Ron Paul. They raised $6 million in one day, by the way. And we said, hey, can you guys help us with a media money bomb? And they're like, you know, we're too busy on the elections. We'll get with you after that. I'm still holding my breath, and that's why I'm so blue about all this. But anyway, I bring this up because they never got around to helping us, Kurt. It's 8 years later. Just think if we had that apparatus, could Rand Paul have stayed in the bid, Kurt, you think? Well, or could we help out Donald even more?
It's just the whole, you know, I mean, that's where Soros understands the picture, you know? And, you know, the LGBT crowd, you know? But
yeah,
the,
you're right. Now, there's a Florida man. He's an older gentleman. He's a super nice guy, by the way. And he stumbled across a bunch of cash.
Yep.
Kurt's got details in seconds. But we're supposed to do that cliffhanger and make you wait till after the break. I think that's how radio works. We'll do that and tell you if you become a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com, you can get discounts at businesses everywhere.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
In a growing number of cases, federal courts are treating religious liberty as an indulgence that the government can grant or deny as a matter of convenience, warn legal affairs commentators Mitchell Rocklin and Howard Slew. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently upheld an administrative rule in Washington State that requires all pharmacies to stock and dispense drugs that induce an abortion. The regulatory body allowed a number of exceptions, but ruled against a conscience-based objection lodged by the religious owners of a pharmacy chain. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito pointed out that the rule upheld by the Ninth Circuit was specifically tailored to deny a religious liberty claim rather than being a rule of general application. The Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals took a similar view in its ruling in Little Sisters of the Poor v. Burwell, which involved a Catholic charity that objected to the Obamacare contraception coverage mandate for all employers. In that case, the court made itself into an arbiter of religious doctrine by claiming that the mandate did not violate the Catholic charity's faith in a substantial way. That ruling was appealed to the Supreme Court, which remanded it back to the Tenth Circuit for further consideration. Some of the rulings have been made in cases involving a Jewish prisoner who was not allowed to organize an inmate Bible study and a Christian Marine prohibited to display Bible verses on her desk. In those and other similar rulings, courts have usurped the role of clergy and treated religious liberty as a state-granted indulgence rather than an individual right, contend Rocklin and Slew. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. And I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's, like, sitting here folding them up, and I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Live, relevant, and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So, there's a Florida man. He's a nice guy, Kurt, I think. While Donald's begging me for money, while Rand Paul's begging, even Ron's begging me for money, too. Those guys are like the blue-collar billionaires. They probably got more money than I've ever had in my life. They're all begging me for money, Kurt, but this gentleman named Kevin McDonald. No, Kevin Miller, I guess is his name. Sorry, not Kevin McDonald. Yeah, Kevin Miller, right. He's not even begging me for anything, Kurt.
No, that's right. This is in Palm Coast, Florida, and this is an AP story, so the hats off to the guys there. I guess they got it from the Journal Online. .com down
good
there,
news piece,
Dayton Beach. Yeah, and the headline reads, Florida man returns lost wallet with $3,400 inside. Now, you know, you'd think that, in the kind of dearth of good news that, you know, you'd hear about this in a lot of places, but no. Guy's 27 years old, and they say he's being recognized for honesty after he found this wallet with $3,400 inside and turned it over to the sheriff's deputies.
Just imagine, I guess, if Donald were to take that guy under his wing for one day, feed him lunch, let him be on the campaign trail for a day, and say that's what we need in America is more pay-it-forward honesty, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine what could happen to great Donald's point. Campaign if he did that.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And
of course,
I'm
an unpaid advisor to the Donald campaign, Kurt.
Yes, you are. But I guess also, you know, what was going on is they say it turns out it was an Orlando woman's wallet and that she lost it earlier this month while she was visiting the beach near Palm Coast with her children. I guess the guy, Kevin Miller, told the Daytona Beach News Journal, a local, I guess, paper there. He knew someone was depending on that money, and he's glad it's been returned to her. The woman's name hasn't been released, by the way. He says he spotted the wallet on the 5th of August. It was in a shopping center parking lot. Says he decided to pick it up after seeing a couple of nearby teens eyeing it. He immediately called the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. He says he really couldn't have He says he could have used the money, but felt it was important to do the right thing. I mean, imagine that.
Yeah. I dig it. I'm in. What do I do to help that guy?
Crazy stuff. Yeah.
I'm just saying good for him. I'd rather see if I'm going to, you know, send some money to somebody, I'd rather send it to Kevin Miller, you know, my $5 or $10, rather than Ron and Rand and Donald and none of these people that'll even call me back or acknowledge me.
Yep. Good point.
And you could say, Sam, why do you think you're important? Why should he acknowledge you? There's millions of people that he should acknowledge. And my response is maybe because I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host and at my expense could get the word out further for their campaigns and their agenda. Maybe that would be the reason.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if they're asking for coverage and attention and money and finances and free media and everything else, I can deliver that way more than giving them $5 can do, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
All right.
Good idea.
I mean, he's spending $10 million on commercials and just spent $4 million on commercials, and I'm willing to give him, like, commercials and promo free, Kurt.
Whoa.
You know.
I bet you have an underhanded reason, though, for it.
I don't know what that would be. As soon as you figure that out,
Probably want him to, like, listen and read the Constitution. You kind of hope that he'll,
get some religion,
do good, things with his
I don't even expect him to put me on his campaign staff or his presidential
team. You don't?
Team, no.
Oh.
I'm not really interested in that. I'm not living in Washington, and I'm not sure what it'd have me do for him anyway. But, I mean, if he wants to start a media company, I could probably be helpful.
Yeah.
If he needs some IT work done, I might be able to help out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good for Kevin Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Kurt, you're loving this story. Headline says, Mediterranean diet, better for the heart than taking statins. Major study
now, what are
suggests.
Statins, Sam?
Oh, they're drugs.
They're
drugs to regulate blood pressure, right?
That's right. Well, or your cholesterol, different things.
Sure.
But what they're doing here is if they would say
the whole reason though to work on your cholesterol is to decrease your blood pressure, right?
Yeah, or they say it's good for your heart, but it's really a lie, because they really don't want to bring up the real truth. Surprise. I mean, the media not giving you the whole
experts
truth.
Say it cuts the chances of death like 37%. Kurt and statins only cut it by 18%.
Yeah, and there's a lot of question about
that. Well, it might cut it 18% and kill you along the way. What's wrong with that, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. Ruin your liver, ruin your, whatever else.
Well,
it is interesting. Big news piece, but you're not going to hear too much about this. They say leading heart experts said patients should be prescribed a diet that is rich in fruit, vegetables, fish, nuts, whole grains, and olive oil before being put on drugs. And I would say, I'll bet you most of those experts say don't put them on drugs at all. In the first major study, they say to look at the impact of the med diet on survival of heart patients, experts found it cut the chances of early death by 37%.
Now, what I find fascinating about this,
that's pretty big.
Of all the studies they do and all the money they waste, this is the first one they've done on eating a good diet, Kurt. You and I could have told them that without spending any money.
For $100 we would have been happy to. Well, we would even share it for free, right?
Try $100 million bucks. Come on.
Yeah.
Then we could donate to Donald.
The results were so remarkable that the state. Now here's where we.
Here's where they run off the rails fast, my fellow Americans.
The state should. That's the Michelle plan, right? The Michelle Obama.
Well, it's like a headline would be like, here's where they crashed the train.
Yeah. Should consider handing out free fruit and vegetables or subsidizing such produce to encourage the public to change its eating habits. 7 million people in Britain live with heart disease. Yeah, or don't live. The diet regime. Is already known to have a powerful protective effect against a number of diseases, including diabetes and cancer. Why, these guys are saying that your diet affects your health?
And how are you going to be a cash cow to the government if you don't have all these ailments, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. Experts hail the new findings presented at the world's biggest heart conference in Rome, Italy.
Now, let me stop you, Kurt. New findings, I'm telling you, they've known this for decades, and so have we, Kurt. This is nothing new. Well, I'm not saying it's not good news, but I'm telling you, it's nothing new.
Must be new to somebody. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
They say it was extraordinary, and showing that the diet was more powerful than any drug. The diet. Ooh. High consumption of vegetables had the greatest impact on survival, followed by oily fish intake. Amount of fruit eaten and consumption of monounsaturated fat found in olive oil. One professor, it's old Giovanni. He's the head of the Department of Epidemiology and Prevention at the IRCCS, some institute there in Italy. He said, we found that among those with higher adherence to the Mediterranean diet, death from any cause was reduced by 37% in comparison to those who poorly adhered to this dietary regime.
Yeah.
The Mediterranean diet is widely recognized as one of the healthier nutrition habits in the world.
That's true. Kurt.
Imagine that.
Every bit of it's true.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I'm just surprised they let that roll in the mainstream press.
They say doctors should consider diet before drugs. Well, it wasn't.
Wow. Maybe the FDA didn't get the memo, Kurt.
Yeah. This wasn't in the mainstream press. But, it's going to be passed over. They just don't have, especially when they've got all that drug money coming from those advertisers, they're just not going to have a place for this story, Sam.
Well, the next story is like unto it, Kurt. It says a half an hour of gardening, fishing, or walking could cut the risk of a heart attack. They say even small amounts of physical activity can make an incredible difference in reducing health problems, lower your risk of serious conditions like heart disease, strokes, and even certain cancers, Kurt. Not only does exercise add years to our lives, but it can improve your mood and help maintain independence, even, they say. Now.
Yeah, now some people say that by this. They say, not only can it add years to your life, but life to your years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they also say it doesn't matter when you start. In other words, there's never a too late. They say even increasing your activity by a small bit makes a tremendous difference, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
So there you have that. Now, a Utah scientist is in the news.
Oh, yeah.
He's got good news.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you about it. Well, it's bad news and good news at the same time. Kurt will explain. He is our resident health czar, so there you go. Wait, czar? We don't have czars around here, do we? The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I asked Kurt where he was the other day, and he's like, well, Sam, I'm just in the garden, reducing my cancer risk by 37%. What are you doing? And I went, what? I'm eating a Twinkie. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Really, though, this is true. They said the results are so tremendous that it's shocking. You got to look towards food and exercise rather than drugs. Amazing stuff. They say a half an hour of light, moderate exercise consistently, doesn't matter when you start, has a tremendous impact on your health. Now, a lot of people are saying you guys are just in the conspiracy mill, Sam and Kurt. However, a Utah scientist would beg to differ when it comes to conspiracy, but he might come to the same conclusions, huh, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Great point, Sam. And, you know, this guy, by the way, our buddies at the what's called Defending Utah, the guy's name is Enoch Moore, was the author of this story, and he says a local Utah chemist has published evidence from the past exposing the fraudulent cancer industry. I mean, imagine saying that there's a place where there's huge amounts of money and they really don't want to get to the bottom line and fix something. I mean, that's just unheard of in America. Anyway, this guy's name is Robert Crowley, and he currently works as a laboratory technician. He originally wanted to go into the medical field, but in his college years, his research took him on an unexpected journey, which led him to change course. He gives a little introduction. He says 42 years ago, he was fulfilling an assignment in med school, and he wrote a research paper on a drug, and he puts that in quotes. The drug, in quotes again, that I chose was Laetril, and he says, which is not a drug, but a vitamin. He says, it appears exactly as I submitted it, but let me preface it with a few comments that for obvious reasons I couldn't put in the paper. One, he says, I worked as closely as I could with all three of the cancer specialists who taught at the LSU Medical School at the time. All three of them knew less than nothing about Laetril. When I started my research, when it was done, two of them still knew less than nothing about it. The third graded my paper, so probably read it, and thus knew what the paper said. He said that he believed that Laetril works, but didn't want to rock the establishment boat by getting involved in the battle to make it legal. He says, in my hundreds of hours spent in researching this topic, I uncovered a vast and powerful government and media machine united in fighting against knowledge of Laetril becoming available even to doctors and medical researchers like myself. The American Cancer Society was heavily involved in this campaign of misinformation. Woo! I could write a book, or at least a pamphlet, just on the ACS, that's American Cancer Society, and its false dealings in this area. He says, I began this project.
Too, because remember, a lot of these groups can say what they want, and we may or may not believe them. But a lot of times when the government gives their backing and or their promotion or their endorsement, if you will, it changes the game. And a lot of times people say, okay, well, I do believe that. It couldn't be wrong if the government's on board. See, and that's what we got to get rid of, this false notion people have about this. The sooner we do that, the better. But I'm holding the government just as responsible as these other ne'er-do-wells, Kurt.
Yeah, and how much of the government, the American Cancer Society, how connected are they? You know, at least to me, so many times you find those, you know, revolving doors between those big entities, you know, that get government.
And people are like, Sam, they could never cover up like that. They could never create a conspiracy. Too many people would know.
Well, we know about it, you know. We've seen it personally on the people that we've literally put on the radio that have taught how to get rid of cancer. And yet, you know, when we were approached by our buddies at the Huntsman Cancer Institute about putting on some, what do they call them, public service announcements, you know, I said to them, look, we put people on the radio 2 hours a day, 5 days a week that tell people how to cure cancer. Are you guys really serious? You know, it was really quiet after that from them. You know what I mean? But anyway, this guy goes on. He says, I began this project looking for all the information I could find about Laetrile as an anti-cancer agent. As my research progressed, I found much more. It is also good as an anti-pain agent and as an anti-high blood pressure agent. The main reason my wife and I currently take it as we both suffer from high blood pressure. Then he says, there's much, much more, but know that I gave up somewhere between $5 and $10 million in lifetime earnings when I decided to leave the medical field, and Laetrile was a big part of that decision. So do I believe in it? Read and enjoy. Anyways, there's more to the story, but you know, bottom line is, hey, he found out that there was a big old conspiracy between the big drug companies and the powerful government.
Sorry to take him out of the innocent world of everything. Is, you know,
yeah,
awesome.
It's too bad.
Donald just emailed me again, Kurt.
Oh yeah, I bet he did.
Hey, can you believe the latest lies and smear campaigns against me? Yes, I can, sir. Oh, I've been documenting it literally ever since you started.
Yeah, and they'll keep coming, too, by the way.
They have no shame in their panicking. They see our tremendous momentum on the ground, and they won't stop at anything.
Yeah.
So now they're resorting to the most desperate play in the playbook. Claiming racism where there's zero basis in fact. Our campaign's about uniting everybody, and we're going to see the Mexican president, and don't let him get away with these horrible lies. And by the way, Sam, put in your cash. Hey, Donald, why don't you stop with the campaign trail? Why don't you skip a tweet on Twitter and respond and say, yeah, I'd love to come on the program with you, Sam. I know you're the one that wrote the open letter and told me that if I back down on race, I'd lose. So now I'm doubling down, and I need you to come on the campaign trail and help me. He could do that, Kurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although I might not go on the campaign trail.
Uh-huh.
But I might.
Yeah.
Depends on if he buys me dinner.
You could do it remotely. That's right.
Maybe when I work for Richard Mack for food, why wouldn't I work for Donald for food? Come on. There's a couple other tidbit stories that I want to get across to you real quick, Kurt. Besides this scientist exposing the cancer industry, he's right as rain. See, Donald could do that too. What if Donald came to Utah and said, I'm going to help this scientist break the cancer industry's back, and there's plenty of money? What if Donald did that? Mm-hmm. What would it do to his campaign, Kurt? Now, you know that Hillary and Bill have a body count around them that's very strange indeed. And you also heard that, you know, if you research it, good luck, because Google is tampering with the results, so it's hard to find now.
Yep.
In other words, Hillary and Bill have left a trail of dead bodies since their ascent to unbridled political power. Well, Alex Jones has been speaking out. So they took on Alex Jones and said he's the right-wing, alt-right, belligerent, racist leader kind of thing. And so Hillary announced Alex by name. Well, now Alex is saying, hey, Alex Jones asks Hillary not to kill him, Kurt.
Well, that's a nice thing to ask, I think.
Yeah,
I
heard that.
I mean, you know, that's, I mean, especially if, you know, you look at somebody and basically all around them, they got this dead body count, you know.
Yeah, don't kill me.
You want to be, you know, left off that list.
Well, our buddy Michael Badnarik years ago used to say a phrase that I thought was always so funny. He always said, you know what? Here's my rule to government. Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff. That's all you got to do. Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff. And we'll be okay. Well, now Alex has kind of ratcheted that up. Please just don't kill me.
Yeah, that's right.
I can see that.
That's a nice request.
It'll probably, now that he's kind of pointed the finger at Hillary and stuff, I doubt Alex will get killed, by the way. So that's good news.
Yeah, good point.
Now, there's a media lawyer on the news, Kurt. And he says feds are trampling on free speech in the Bundy case.
Wait a minute.
Jeff German wrote the piece for the Las Vegas Review Journal and such.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that, Kurt? He filed court papers to this effect, even.
Wait, so he says that the federal government is trampling on free speech? I mean, freedom of speech is so alive and well in America that, I mean, you can pretty much, well, let's see, not if you're a company, you can't say certain things about your product. I guess freedom of speech is kind of on the ropes, huh, Sam?
Yeah, anyway, he's like hoping that he can have justice for the Bundys by speaking out about this, Kurt.
Well, I mean, you know, at least they say the filings are part of an effort to overturn a federal judge's protective order, withholding the bulk of the government's evidence from the public. Well, that's the way you do that openness and transparency thing, Sam, is, you say we're all about openness and transparency, and then you don't let anybody see the evidence. By the way, the Review Journal down there, hats off to them. I guess their attorney, was basically, they have lodged objections to the protective order, and, they called it too broad and a blow to transparency. Really? Anyway, they say the order prohibits defense teams for all 17 defendants from publicly disclosing grand jury transcripts, FBI and police reports, witness statements, and other documents.
In other words, just put a gag order on the conservative constitutionalist side that are political prisoners, kick the media out, and then appoint, a forced government-approved lawyer for Ryan and crew,
justice
beat them up in prison, and it'll all be good. And I don't know why, Sam, you think the system's not happening. I don't know why you're into that conspiracy idea that things just aren't on the up and up. I don't know what's wrong with you. In fact, we ought to put you in prison, too. And these people are nuts, Kurt. Wow. All right, 2 hours
in the
can.
Welcome to America.
You got to wait 22 hours for hard-hitting Liberty Roundtable Live to take to the airwaves again. Hopefully Donald will email us and come on the broadcast in between. We'll let you know. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. This nation shall endure.